Parshas Nitzavim is an absolutely beautiful parsha. For me, the most poetic words in all of Torah is in Parshas Nitzavim. And the topic of what I want to discuss with the Talmidim are the words in Parshas Nitzavim by Shishi Ke'amitzvah Zoyis Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Yoyim Loi Niflei Simcha V'Loi Rechoki. Is there any greater chizuk than HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to us that the mitzvah that he's given us, what mitzvah is this? We need to internalize. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this mitzvah that I've given you is not distant from you. So we're going to summarize three shitas of how to understand Kiyam Mitzvah Azois, and then analyze particularly the shitas HaRambam in terms of what it tells us in preparation for Yom Noraim as far as tshuva. Number one, Rashi in Pasuk Yud Aleph says, Kiyam Mitzvah Azois refers to Torah. Every single person can become a Gadol B'Torah. I don't have the mind of the Ragid Shavar. I don't have the memory of Chacham Vad Yosef Shlita. Who says that that means that that's the definition of becoming Gadol B'Torah? That's one type of Gadol B'Torah. But every single person could thrive and grow and succeed and excel in Talmud Torah. Lo neflesim chavala rechokei. Sukma, so beautiful. Lo v'ashamayim hi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't put the Torah in Shamayim. These psukim, if you just read them, they're so beautiful. But we got to take the time out to read them and think about what they mean. That's the Shita Rashi. The Ramban understands Ki Mitzvah Azos, the Torah right beforehand was talking about tshuva. It's so beautiful that Parshas Nitzavim always comes out around the times of Yom Noraim, that the psukim Pasuk Beis and Perek Lamed says V'shafta at Hashem Elkech V'shamata V'cholo. You'll return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to Ramban, the mitzvah is in regards to tshuva. The problem is, how does the Rambam understand the two questions in regards to the Rambam? Does the Rambam even count tshuva as a mitzvah at all? If you take a look in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph and Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam, when he describes the mitzvah, says the following, Kol mitzvah shebetorah, if you violate the mitzvahs of the Torah, the Rambam says, Chayiv les vados, you have to do vidui. Vidui is a mitzvah, I say. This vidui is a mitzvah. Interestingly, the Rambam quotes this pasuk that the Ramban calls a mitzvah of tshuva, a mitzvah for us to do tshuva, and the Rambam says in Perek, if I'm not mistaken, Perek Zayin, Halacha Hey, he says these psukim are not a mitzvah, but it's a promise. It's a promise. Kol anavim kulan sivu al tshuva v'ein Yisrael negon b'tshuva u'kfar ifticha Torah shesof Yisrael lasos tshuva. The Torah is describing that tshuva is not far from us. Everybody one day is going to do tshuva. Rabosai, Be'ezer Hashem, if we're not nichshel in kares that we spoke about last week, and we're zocha that our children are going to continue our ways, even if we ourselves don't do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us that we, ultimately, our descendants will do tshuva. So if we don't do tshuva, then our descendants are going to do tshuva. Ki ha-mitzvah azos lo neflesim chavlo v'chokei is a haftacha that it for sure is going to happen, that Klal Yisrael one day is going to do tshuva. So it's just a matter of time. Might as well start now, as opposed to letting our grandchildren do it. That's how the Rambam understands. That's Avtacha. That's the third Shita. Michas Chinuch understands that the Rambam holds that Tshuva is not a mitzvah at all. There's no mitzvah of Tshuva. You know what the Michas Chinuch says? Just like a person, in order to be able to survive, needs to eat, eating to the physical body is like Tshuva is to the spiritual body. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't make us perfect. Descartes said, and so much of the intellectual world thinks that, I think, therefore I am. I do tshuva, therefore I am. Our existence is the ability, the koach hischadshus of Klal Yisrael, for a person to rebuild himself. It said, the Michas Chinuch's mahalach is, the Rambam says there's no mitzvah. The Torah doesn't tell you to eat. Just like the Torah doesn't need to tell you to eat, so too the Torah doesn't need to tell you to do tshuva. That is the essence of what we are, is the ability to create tshuva. To do tshuva. And that's happened already by Adam HaRishon, after the chet of Adam HaRishon, as the Mekubalim described. That Ayeka is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, who are you? What is your essence? Where are you? And Adam HaRishon responds with tshuva. So according to Minchas Chinuch, tshuva is an absolute given, and the mitzvah is telling you that the way in which it's appropriate to do tshuva is not only to have hearer belave, because hearer belave is not going to last, but rather it has to be something that's concrete. That's the Minchas Chinuch's Mahalach in the Rambam, to say that the vidui is a form on which a person puts it into practice. It's not only he has rabos machshavos levish, people have lots of ideas, but to put it into real practice in such a case could only be happen if you do vidui. Practically, what does that say to us? Practically, it says it's not enough for a person to think and work on himself. He's got to say it out. And Bizman Hazeh, saying it out means writing it down. One of the greatest gifts one of my Rabbeim or Branspiegel gave me was, he told me when I was about your age, he said, write down the things that you need to work on. That's lesson number one. Rav Soloveitchik had a different mahalach than the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't understand Kiyam Mitzvah Zos, as we said, as a mitzvah tshuva. He understands that as a haftacha. However, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out beautifully, he disagreed with the Minchas Chinuch. He says it can't be that something so basic like tshuva is not a mitzvah. But if you look in the Rambam, you'll see, if you read the Rambam carefully, you'll see the Rambam has the halachos, and then he has what's called the Pirkei HaMitzvos. What's the Pirkei HaMitzvos? It's the introduction to the mitzvah. And the Rambam there says, V'hu sheyoshev hachote mecheto lefnei Hashem yizvade. There's one mitzvah, says the Rambam, and that's tshuva and to do vidui. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, and this is the mussar that I want to flesh out a little bit together with you. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that when it comes to mitzvahs, there are two parts. There is the pu'ula, there is the action, and sometimes you could have the action, but if you don't understand what's behind the mitzvah, what's the essence of the mitzvah, then you might do the action, but not be yotzei the mitzvah at all. When it comes to tshuva, the pu'ula is vidui. And we explained, even according to Minchas Chinuch, why you need to do vidui. But that is not enough. And Rabosai, you and I unfortunately come from an environment where the emphasis is in the pu'ula and not in the kiyum. Just think about it. Have you ever had a sinking feeling on Yom HaKippurim? You're in shul, and you see this sincere fellow who has no idea, might be the first time that he walks into an Orthodox shul, and he wants to see, this is the only time he's going to be exposed to what is Torah. And he walks into a shul, he sees some people schmoozing, he sees a chazan droning on, and he sees a bunch of people banging on their chest. That's Avodas Hashem! If you haven't thought that to yourself, then there's something deeply wrong. But that's what so many people think it is. And Rabosai, that's what we are guilty of. We know that tshuva's a little bit more than that, but how much have we internalized how every maisa mitzvah is really so much more than the maisa mitzvah? Rav Twersky said beautifully. He said, you know why there are so many different tamei ha-mitzvahs? Different Rishonim explain mitzvahs differently. According to some tradition, there are 70 explanations of tamei ha-mitzvahs. Because when it comes to a man, if you ask him why he married his wife, if he gives one reason, that's a simon of a very, very limited relationship. A real love relationship has tremendous depth to it. And it goes beyond the pu'ulos. There's a kiyum, there's a dude study of the lev. The two hearts are communicating. The avoda of Elul is the two hearts communicating with each other. But what happens, what are most people exposed to when it comes to the tshuva of Yom HaKippurim? They're only exposed to the pu'ula. The Rambam as a klal, the Yad HaChazak of Soloveitchik had many, many, many rayas. Take a look in the book Al HaTshuva. The Rambam describes the halachos. But the kiyum is found in the Pirkei HaMitzvos. Here it says, "V'hu sheyoshev achote mecheto lifnei Hashem." There is the sense that I'm lifnei Hashem. So Rabosai, when we think about mitzvos, it's not enough for a person to simply think about what are the halachos of the mitzvah. The halachos of the mitzvah could teach us a tremendous amount of lessons. Tremendous amount. The halachos of how you learn the lamdus of how Birchas Hanenin works, which we're learning now in this man, is going to tell us a lot behind the machshav of the Berachas Hanenin. But you can't stop over there. And that's what the Ramban means in his Igeres, when the Ramban says that a person needs to think, what did I learn before he gets up? And that's a tremendous avoda. It's a tremendous avoda for a person to really, really think, Rachmana liba boy, how is the tshuva being a tshuva that's in the lathe, that's going to really last? And we spoke about it in the Musar Shmuz last time, that that's the essence in terms of Shmira Seinayim. That it first says, Achrei levavchem, then v'achrei nechem, not the other way around. Why? Because the core struggle is not in the pu'ula, the core struggle is in the lathe. And that takes a lot of work. I ask you a question, though. If that's so, if the lave is the ikkar, so then why do you even need the pu'ula? Why is that necessary? In fact, there are kofrim that have suggested that why don't you introduce the notion that if the pu'ula doesn't strike the same note as the Qiyum, reject the Pu'ula. This has been throughout the history of Torah, attacks on Torah in this regard. Why is it necessary to have all those actions? In other words, it's such a trap. How many people think that they're observant and they're just banging on their chest? How many people are so makbid on Mahadrin Hashkachas, and even makbid on Lashon Hara? I'm not even talking about people who are just superficial. But have really, really internalized the essence that the idea of not speaking Lashon Hara is not just not to speak Lashon Hara, but the way in which you look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, the way in which you look at another person, to see the Chelek Elokam Imal of another person. But nowadays, how do we sell Yadus? We sell Yadus with Segulas. This Gadol B'Torah said that if you're going to be careful in Lashon Hara, you'll be Zochet to Yeshua. What about being zochet to dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That doesn't sell. But so you're going to sell someone parnasa, you're going to sell someone a refuah shleimah, that's what works. But what about the essence of Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid? That when I look at you, I don't see a human being with foibles. When I look at you, I see a chelek elokam mimal, like the Baal Amor describes in Hakdama Tashas. What about that? That's a harder sell. But a person who's lon b'Torah, someone who's in the Dalet Amel Shel Halacha, who devotes his entire day, or some of his day, or for some part of his life, devoted his entire day. And then he's able to come up with this perspective that Avodas Hashem is not simply a sense of orthodox style, of a Judaism that sells, and it works. But there's something that's much, much more there. There's a Rachman Ali Babay. So then why do you need the Pulis at all? The answer is, it doesn't stick without the pu'ulos. It doesn't last. Chazal b'chachmasam understood that if they're not going to make us do certain things, the teva of chomrius is so strong, the yetzahara is so strong, the yetzahara of achila is so strong that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us hilchos kashrus, we would never think once about, have a chance of thinking about once about HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the day when we eat, to elevate our achila. If we didn't have hilchos brachos to say it, and we were just told to think it, then in the end, we wouldn't have a fighting chance. So Chazal b'chachmasan have both. They have the vidui that's there, but people think that that's all it is, but they're missing the inside, the pnimius. But at the same time, it's been shown time and time and time again, those who rejected the chitzonius of Avodas Hashem, they failed as well. The conservatives had a real argument 70 years ago, and that is, Shabbos is one of the ikrei emunah. And if we allow people to drive to shul, at the end of the day, it's worth it for the greater picture. Okay, so technically we're fudging a little bit of halachas. We're relying on a kula. Maybe it's a mavir according to some shitas, but according to other shitas, it's not. It's the future of American Jewry that's at stake. But that was a kfira. It was a kfira in Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Shalshelas HaMesora. Where did that kfira come from? That kfira came from the inability to respect that there are two components in Avodas Hashem. And unfortunately, their grandchildren are not Jewish today. and they have no idea what Shabbos is. Not only do they not know what Shabbos is in the Chitzonius, they don't even know what Shabbos is in the Pnimius. Chazal B'Chachmasan had taught us that there's this tremendous duality, and that's what Soloveitchik brought out in this Hilchos Tshuva, the Kiyum and the Pa'ula. And finally, one more Yisod, Rabosai. Al-Pi Chassidus, Al-Pi Kabbalah. And that is, it's not only that the Pnimius is important and the Pa'ulas are necessary to maintain the Pnimius and to inspire the Pnimius, but the Pa'ulas are also necessary because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has also given us a holy goof. Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bi Tahorahi, it was put into a goof. Hamasir Nishmasol of Goro Mesim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a goof that's mace, and he put a neshama that's inside of it. But he chose Lifgoro. He chose to give us a goof. And that goof, we have a responsibility to be Mekadesh. And those who thought that they understood the Pnimius better than Chazal had understood had missed this deep idea that we have a goof that we need to be Mekadesh. It's not enough, therefore, for a person to do the Avodah only believe. He needs to remind himself that the goof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him is Kadosh. And he needs to be Mekadesh the Ramach Evarim Neshesagidim. You need the Pu'ula, not just the Kiyum Shebelev. And the people who thought that they were getting to the real Pnimius Hadavar and ignoring the Chitzonius Hadavar, what they were actually ignoring was the Hecheres Madregas of Kedusha. And that is to be able to take the corporeality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us and to mamish be Mekadesh it. That the same organs that the rest of the world use to satisfy their chomrius of their yetzahara, we say afuch, we could be mekadesh it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya. Practically, when we come towards the avoda of tshuva, to realize, of course, the essence of tshuva we're going to miss if we only read the halachas of the Rambam. We have to see the pnimius hadavar. And a person has to make a cheshbon on all of the 613 mitzvahs. How am I working on my pnimius and avodas Hashem? How are the pnimius transforming? You have to read the Rambam carefully. You need to learn from your Rabbeim in all the 613 mitzvahs. What is the kiyum and what is the pu'ula? And just because you learn the pu'ula doesn't necessarily mean that you know what the kiyum is. You need the ma'aral to be masbir. You need the lamdus to be able to explain to you. It's not enough just to only know the halacha. But me'idach gisa, that we shouldn't fall into the trap of the koifrim, where all they spoke about was the pnimius, because what we're denying is actually the most transcendental part of ourselves. Not only in terms of Jewish continuity, which is muva me'elav, as we were masbir before, but the notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put in my guf a tremendous amount of kedusha, and that I have a responsibility to be mekadesh, the ramach evorim and the shesagidim, that's also necessary in our tshuva. And a person has to ask, not only is my pnimius pure, but also are my pu'ulos, even the chitzonius pu'ulos, one that are mekadesh all the ramach evorim shesagidim. Should be a shnatz chaim tovim v'shalom.